Welcome to Radio Kitchen, I'm Al Spohler. One of the fleeting joys of summer is the soft shell crab. They seem to come and go in the marketplace, but when they're around, they're irresistible to a lot of Marylanders. To newcomers, the prospect of cleaning, cooking, and eating these crustaceans is, frankly, quite daunting. But Chef Jerry Pellegrino, once you get the hang of it, it's a breeze.
Yeah, it is a little nerve-wracking when you first see a soft-shell crab sandwich and there's legs hanging out of the white bread. It's a little, if you don't know what it is, it's a little weird.
I'm supposed to eat the whole thing?
Right, exactly, exactly. Well, actually, you don't really eat the whole thing.
No, you got to do a little bit of cleaning.
Yeah.
When you buy them, they should be, like, you see little bubbles and little wiggles and things.
They should be alive.
They should be alive.
Yeah, barely.
Taking them home, it's not that much of a problem. You just need a sharp paring knife, and you peel back the top carapace, the top shell.
Yeah.
Scrape out all the dead man, the gills.
Right.
Then cut off the face, and you're good to go.
Yep, yep. I actually like to use a scissors. I think it's even easier than
a paring
knife.
Yeah, very, very
easy. But
it's
those simple things, the gills and the face. Once you remove those, pretty much everything else is ready to go.
Now, the classic way of preparing these is just to simply pan fry them in butter.
Yeah.
And this involves some flour, some egg wash, a little more flour. Just drop them into a pan with some bubbling brown butter, and man, doesn't take
a couple
long.
Minutes on each side, and you're good to go.
And you're good to go.
They are really delicious.
They really are.
Yeah.
And it's you get a satisfying crunch on the outside, mm-hmm. and then some delectable meat on the inside.
Right.
So very, very fun to eat. People like to put them in sandwiches. People like to
I think, you know, in the summer
them.
When you got tomatoes and you get a good couple pieces of white bread and some mayo, some lettuce, tomato, soft shell crab.
That's all it takes.
Yeah, it's pretty hard to beat that treat for sure.
But you can have fun with them doing other things
with
them. And one of the tricks I learned a number of years ago, if you've got a deep fat fryer,
mm-hmm.
you can go nuts.
Right. I love tempuring them or beer battering them or doing all sorts of things in the fryer with them for sure.
Now, you can take a wooden spoon and drape the crab over so that the legs hang down,
and
claws hang down, and you dip that into the the fat fryer.
You hold it there.
And you just hold it there for enough time for it to cook.
Yeah.
And you bring it out, and you got like this little crab sculpture.
Yes, it's a little, the crab's ready to stand up on your plate.
The legs are kind of frozen
it's
in place.
It's kind of funny.
Put it on its back, and now you've got a perfect little kind of cage to put something like pickled slaw of some kind.
Sure, yeah, anything that you would think of summer-wise to go with crabs would be fun.
Yeah, and it's really a great presentation.
Yeah, I agree.
Of course, there's a lot of different dipping sauces that people have come up with over the years.
Sure, I think this most simple would be just to take some mayonnaise and mix in some Old Bay.
That's right.
Or make aioli. We call it Old Bayoli. But it's just, I mean, you know, Old Bay is such a treat with these soft shell crabs. And a little bit of that mayo mixed in is perfect.
You can make a remoulade sauce.
Yep, very true. More south, but
That's chili sauce, mayonnaise, like you said, spicy mm-hmm. mustard, and a few other ingredients to give a little bit of snap.
Yes.
And it's great to dip in there.
Yep.
You can take the Asian approach and whip up what they call a ponzu sauce. This calls for lemon and lime juice, rice vinegar, soy sauce, and sake, some hot pepper flakes.
Yeah, some chopped scallion, and some garlic, ginger.
Give it some nice texture and a little bit of kick. But it's really fun, and it's a treat. They're not constantly in the market at the same numbers.
Yeah, they sort of ebb and flow depending on what's molting at the time. But you definitely should be able to find them pretty much anywhere in a good seafood market.
Make friends with your seafood.
Yeah,
guy.
For sure.
That's the best way to do it. I'm Al Spohler.
And I am Jerry Pellegrino.
And you've been listening to Radio Kitchen, produced by Bob White for 88.1 WYPR, your NPR news station.